Welcome to the Recycle Podcast, where we discuss everyday issues from a mental health perspective. We are your hosts, Dr. Rashonda Strickland,
Dr. LaFanya Jones-Hines,
and Dr. Nichelle Wall. Now don't get it twisted. We're not going to be your stereotypical therapist.
What we will be is informative, down to earth, a little spicy, and vulnerable.
All right, interns, turn up your volume, grab your pen and paper. It's supervision time. As a reminder, this podcast is not meant to take the place of a relationship with a licensed mental health professional.
Welcome back. It's supervision time. Today's mood music is brought to you by Tupac Shakur. 1995, Dear Mama,
R.I.P. Tupac.
He was so fine.
He was.
Oh my God.
And y'all off topic.
Y'all off topic. Okay, sorry. Okay, we were about to diverge for a whole second.
Yes, you were.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So today's topic is the mother wound, which is a loss or lack of mothering, which creates a deficit in the mother-child relationship. So, ladies, why is it important to have a healthy relationship with your mother?
One, I think it helps you give a sense of identity and understanding of yourself as a woman in the world, and helps you learn how to navigate the world in a safe and healthy way.
Mm-hmm. And then mothers traditionally, as well as historically, are the nurturer. They are the foundation of really any family system. So when that is severed and not able to form, or it forms toxically or whatever, it really impacts who you become and how you see women, how you see yourself, how you see relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I agree with both of you ladies. And I would add, women are usually the part of the parenthood that shows and teaches about affection, mm-hmm, and emotions. So if you have a healthy relationship with your mother, you can, even if she doesn't really have the vocabulary of emotions, she can definitely teach you, like, okay, so just because you're crying don't mean you get to hit. Just because you're upset, mm-hmm, doesn't mean you, mm-hmm, get to, mm-hmm, you know, kick something or throw something, or, you, mm-hmm, know, something like that. Yeah. And you know, because the fathers seem to be a little bit more rough. Stop it. Don't do that. What you doing?
Yeah.
You know, they be a little bit more rough in their tone, mm-hmm, which is fine. It's a good balance. But the mother seems to be a little bit more soft.
Mm-hmm.
And so she can help the children to embrace the softer side of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding other sales, just like you ladies said.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And this shows up, unfortunately, in a whole lot of ways.
Yes.
You ain't never lied.
Yeah. Because having a mother wound is, to me, very different than having a father wound.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They do look different.
Mm-hmm.
And we can definitely have a whole session on father wounds if we need to. I'm going to get my tissue together, but we can have that if we need to.
Yeah. We probably should.
We can definitely do that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So what makes a mother wound? Like, what do y'all see as like the mothers that lead to somebody having a mother wound? Mm-hmm.
So I think the simplest form, and I know we're going to break that down, is when there is neglect or abuse, mm-hmm, in the relationship. And so that clearly is a huge generalization, but those are the kind of umbrellas that a mother wound forms underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And I would add to that, when you have a mother that is addicted to some sort of substance, because, you know, you usually become the parent in the home. So you don't, so you learn how to be a woman and or parent in a very toxic environment, which,
and fast.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And fast. And like you skip childhood.
Yeah.
So you don't get the stages of life.
Yeah, you're unprepared.
Yeah.
You're just immediately a caregiver,
mm-hmm,
which creates a people-pleasing tendency, which is very difficult to break.
Mm-hmm. And it's self-taught. Mm-hmm. So, of course, when we self-teach ourselves things, I don't know.
Right, right.
Yeah. The hurt that your adult person is going to feel. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And very similar to what Dr. Jones-Hein said, the caregiver, that could be mental health. That could be a terminal illness. That could be anything. Mm-hmm. And if the child is not properly nurtured and allowed to be a child, you'll see that too. Because all of these situations are not necessarily intentionally bad or intentionally malicious, but the impact that it has on the child creates the wound.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because you do have some mothers who don't have a substance abuse issue. They don't have any, you know, diagnosed mental health problems, mm-hmm. and or, you know, just no elaborate mental health problems, but they are not able to show affection. And that lack of having that affection mm-hmm. also keeps them, allows a child to have a mother wound.
Yeah.
I would even say, even on the other end, you know, I think a lot of people can identify having a mother wound when there is an absence of something. Mm-hmm. But I also think that on the more extreme end, a mother that is too involved.
The smothers.
Like the helicopter.
Yeah, the helicopter mom, mm-hmm. the smothering parent, the enmeshed parent, like even that creates a different type of mother wound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I think the only other one we haven't talked about is the chaotic mother. Mm. And that's the one who was all over the place. I typically saw this a lot when I worked for Child Protective Services, in the mother chasing after mm-hmm. the love that she didn't get. Mm-hmm. So now she's perpetuating that cycle onto her kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just kind of being all over the place.
And I would add to the chaos part, even if it's adding to the, you know, chasing for the love, but it's also because she's used to being in chaos, that you create a chaotic home, and it mm-hmm. create the child now learns how to live in chaos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you create a perpetual survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people that live in survival mode all the time, you know, your body's just heightened stressed. You know, of course, we've talked about this ad nauseum over the last few years on, you know, what living in that kind of heightened anxiety place can do to you, and the attachments that you start to form with people, you know, having a mother wound, you're going to get either an anxious attachment towards people. So you're going to always be on guard. You're always going to be wondering, does this person love me? How do they feel about me? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Do you want me? Needy, you know, they may be described as clingy. So, you know, you're going to be on that end. Or it's going to turn you into an avoidant, dismissive person. Mm-hmm. And because I have had so much chaos in my life, I do not want any drama under any circumstances. No one's ever going to hurt me. I'm going to overprotect myself and not allow anybody in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As you were saying that, I was also thinking about celebrities, children of celebrities, because a lot of times they're either on the road, they're, you know, on set. Mm-hmm. So then, and when they're present, they may be, you know, great parents, mm-hmm. but because they're, some of them, not all, some of them are not often home, mm-hmm. it can create a sense of neglect. Which also create the mother wound as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not all celebrities, because, you know, Tracee Ellis Ross said her mom was always there. So,
yeah. And they have a great relationship.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think I agree with both of you ladies in that a mother wound doesn't necessarily always have to come from something hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can come from, I had the best of intention, or I didn't have the ability to do things or mother the way that I would have wanted to mother mm-hmm. because of whatever circumstance, like you're saying, with a child of a celebrity. So I'm going to be on set for weeks or months on end, or off on assignment, or things like that.
Yeah.
So it's not that I'm intentionally trying, you know, doing something mm-hmm. to hurt you, but it still is a result.
Yeah. I have to work
because
yeah.
of the circumstance.
And even for single parents, you know, they have to work, and most of them have to work 2 and 3 jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So it can also feel like a space of neglect.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
I agree with that. I think it's also important for us to make sure we touch on, like, if you think that this might be you, mm-hmm. what are some of those things that you might
How
be?
How do doing? I know? Tell me more.
Yeah, I think one of the major ones that we see in therapy is never feeling like you are accepted or you are enough.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The unlovable mm-hmm. schema.
And not worthy of love.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a big one. That constant feeling of no one is ever going to be in my corner mm-hmm. or people are always out to get me.
Trying to be perfect.
That one.
I was just going to say that perfect thing is that's a booga wooga.
It's based on if I do enough, then they gonna love me. And the reality is that it's not that you're incapable; it's that they can't.
Mm. Yeah,
it has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and not being able to relate to people emotionally.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And some of you, oh Lord Jesus, I'm gonna let you take over after I say this. Oh, some of you think, because this is your area, some of you think that because you don't understand emotions and because you, you know, don't relate to people emotionally, you think that you're on the spectrum.
No, no, there's a whole lot more that goes into the spectrum. And get me on the soapbox, because I could soapbox all day about people believing that they're on the spectrum or neurodivergent. But, you know, I'm about to digress and I'm not going to do that.
We'll make that a session.
Yes.
Too.
Yeah. But yes, just because you have a hard time speaking about emotions, understanding people's emotions, or feeling your own, that does not mean that you are neurodivergent. Mm. That could purely be a nature versus nurture issue. And because of your environmental factors, your parents didn't allow emotions to be expressed in your home, or they, even if they were, everybody was screaming and yelling at each other all the time.
Yeah. People people are not walking away from the hospital with books on how to have emotional language.
Right.
Right.
That's just not something that's going on or happening. I think the other thing that I see a lot of is the person who has the mother wound feels like it is their responsibility to protect, care for, shelter, or just help everybody do everything. It kind of mm-hmm. goes back into that caregiver role.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and that's such a hard place to be, because it leads you into behaving codependently.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, this is just a hop, skip, and a jump to being in relationships where you give and give and give and give to the point that you will give to your own detriment, you know, in spite of yourself, because of that, the desire to be loved, the desire to be desired,
mm-hmm.
the needed, seen, valued is so deeply ingrained in you that you will hurt yourself trying to get it.
Yeah. It is so, I don't think y'all understand how difficult it is to watch a client go through that.
Mm-hmm.
And there is nothing that you can do other than just be there when they hopefully see and become aware. But a lot of times they don't, and it is to their detriment.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people are uncertain about their relationships with their caregiver. And then so when you become an adult, you become very uncertain, insecure, and timid about the relationship mm-hmm. that you form as an adult.
Yeah, absolutely. And one, I 1,000% agree with both of y'all. And I agree, because I have a particular person in mind, and watching somebody be codependent mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. walk that out, and how you know, this person can twist their mind so deeply into believing that the treatment that they are receiving is acceptable.
Yeah.
Ooh. It is really, as a clinician, it is a very difficult thing to watch, because you can see the wheels turning for that individual with them trying to justify why they're getting what they're getting, and why, no, it's okay. It's not as bad as it seems.
It curates a high tolerance for inappropriate behaviors.
Yeah. You change your baseline completely.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about it is, I don't even know if you change your baseline, you grow up with that baseline.
Mm-hmm. It just keeps and when you really think about it in perspective of healthiness, like, you're so far away from what's healthy that you're like, I'll just take the bare minimum, and the bare minimum is toxic.
Yeah.
It's like
mm-hmm.
it's hard, y'all.
Yeah. Ooh, that's so difficult. We could do a whole session just on codependency.
And we can.
Oh,
and
yeah, that's too.
We probably need to, because you could go way deep into this one.
Yeah.
Because this comes from mother and father wounds.
Yeah.
You know, but we're talking about mothers today.
Yeah. I think another thing that I see oftentimes is the need to be competitive with other women or other men. Mm-hmm.
Well,
it depends.
But because the mother wound, they say, is usually mother daughter. Mm-hmm. Sons can
have it
too,
but it's less frequent.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So
does mothers tend to do the other thing? Mm-hmm. We get into some Oedipus stuff typically when it comes to mother son relationships.
Yeah.
I think another one is you will sabotage your growth when you get close to your breakthrough.
Mm. Ooh, that good old approach avoidance.
Gosh. It's like why you didn't do what you said you was going to do?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Ooh, I was just talking about this with somebody the other day about the fear of success. You know, we always talk about the fear of failure, but there is a fear of success as well, because one of the reasons is because you're not sure if you can maintain that. Mm-hmm. Like, I know I can get there. So let's say, you know I can date somebody, but I don't know if I can maintain a relationship. Mm-hmm. So let me self-sabotage because I don't know if I can do this long term.
Mm-hmm. And because you don't think you're worthy and or lovable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think other ones are shrinking yourself so that other people feel comfortable. What else? Mm-hmm. And then also certain conditions that we typically see are like eating disorders, depression, anxiety, addiction. Yes. Now, that doesn't mean that it's just because of a mother wound, but there is a correlation with the mother wounds and those diagnoses as well.
Yeah, because a mother wound can be almost, you know, for some people be deeper than a father wound because the way we have built our society around the idea of motherhood.
Mm.
You know, we have made the mother the supreme.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In our society. And fathers
are there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So a mother wound, like that really kind of gets into me, like there's something about the core of me that my mother doesn't like or doesn't want or doesn't need or whatever. Because a mother is supposed
to care.
Mm-hmm.
And that typically
in nature,
in a black culture specifically, that mother wound is typically also attached to grandma.
Yes.
Mm. It's both a lot of times. So just so y'all have a heads up.
Usually them two have it.
Yes. Right. It's just trickling on down the line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other one, the last one I think that I want to add, and y'all can of course add anymore, is the getting lost in those self-depriving emotions like shame, guilt, comparison, those sorts of things. Like, it's okay to feel whatever feels. I tell my clients all the time, feel your feels.
Mm-hmm.
But when you wallowing in it, you done rolled around and got good and covered in emotion, you're doing too much.
Yeah.
Because that all that was supposed to do was indicate that something was going on.
Yeah.
Then you think through it and then you have a game plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I was watching something earlier today and they were talking about how, you know, how emotions spur out of control. And it's one because we keep remembering, like I keep thinking about the emotion I had about the situation, but it's not necessarily the situation. I'm thinking about my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not necessarily thinking X person did this to me. I'm really thinking this hurt me. Mm-hmm. And I just keep thinking about the emotion. Mm-hmm. And then I get stuck in thinking about the feeling and not necessarily the action. And that's the thing that over time, so the way they described it was, you know, you build, it goes from being a mood. So something happened to me. I have a feeling about it for a few days. I'm having a mood.
Mm-hmm.
Then it persists on to some months that turns into temperament. So it's like, okay, well, you seem bitter. That was the example they gave. Mm-hmm. Oh, you seem bitter. Why are you bitter? Well, this thing, you know, a year ago happened to me and it's just been, you know, X, Y, Z. And they were saying, if you stay stuck thinking about one particular emotion for years, it turns into a personality issue.
Mm.
So you go from having a mood to a temperament to a personality, you know, deficit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what the mother wound seems like. Mm-hmm. You know, you have these feelings like this shame, guilt, and I have it, but it stays there so long that it becomes a part of who I am.
Right.
Yep.
So what are some ways that y'all want to let the interns know that we can heal from this?
Mm-hmm.
I would say, one, always, we're going to always start off with this one. Go to therapy.
Yes. Who would we be if we didn't?
Right. Yeah. But then you have to grieve the relationship you were not mm-hmm. allowed to have with yes. your mother. Yeah. Because honestly, it's not likely that that's going to change. Mm-mm. If she hadn't changed yet, she's probably not going to.
No, and it's okay to have the full ceremony, mm-hmm. like the burial, grieve. No resurrection, mm-hmm. and grieve.
Yeah.
Because it's not happening. And if you stay in a state of, I hope, I wish, I hope, I wish, you're not able to see who that person really is and accept them for who they are.
Yeah. Mm-mm. You only see them as the version you've created and crafted in your head.
Yep.
And that's one of the parts that you need to talk to your therapist about, is the person that you created them to be in your head, because that person and the person they really are don't match.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, I think another thing is always in the realm of therapy, love on you.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause at some point you've got to take the, you know, the reins, and now I got to do something for me that's about, you know, getting myself in a better place. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've got to take notice of what are the things that I'm proud about when it comes to what did I overcome yeah. despite these circumstances, despite this relationship, you know, who was the person that I ended up being, and how mm-hmm. what pride do I take in that? So I think, you know, being able to look at yourself, validate you, and slowly not looking for it externally.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And start looking for how these symptoms that we kind of just shared with you, how it's showing up in your life. Because mm-hmm. when you mm-hmm. look at how it's showing up in your life, you can be like, oh, wow, that's why I have this type of relationship, mm-hmm. or that's why I have this type of friendship. And that way you can begin to take responsibility for your feelings, your thoughts, your actions, your words, mm-hmm. and all of those things, and begin to change that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think another huge part that needs to be talked about is that you healing your mother wound has nothing to do with you blaming your mother.
Mm-hmm.
It has mm-hmm. a lot to do with placing responsibility and fault where it needs to go.
Yeah.
But it's not about you trying to convince her that she needs to change and she needs right. to be better or any of that kind mm-hmm. of stuff. And also, that doesn't mean that you allow her to put that on you either.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, because there's some crazy things that have been said to children when they confront mm-hmm. the bad behavior that they have unfortunately been a part of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think you better than me, or mm-hmm. you
flat out denial.
Denial right. that never she happened.
Just don't talk about it yet.
Yeah. Coming yes. So it's a lot of that, or there's a projection.
Yeah.
Because they haven't done their healing work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if that happens, as hard as it is, you got to lead them where they at.
Yeah.
Because your light is for you.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, just because they don't get it, it don't mean you've done something wrong, said something wrong. You can say it perfectly and they still won't get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whenever I'm working with clients on this part of the healing process, I say, if you're going to confront your mother or whomever, do not go in that conversation with the intent to understand.
Yeah.
Go in there with the intent to inform.
Yeah.
I'm only informing you about my experience. I am yep. not trying to gain a sense of understanding about my experience, because if you're dealing with somebody that has not done any emotional work on their end, you are likely going to be met with either denial mm-hmm. for anger, some yeah. sort of lashing, yeah. something like that. You're going to get what you're not looking for.
Yeah. Right. A prime example of that is looking at the celebrity Black China and her mother, Tokyo Toni, whatever it is. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. But that is a horrible example, but a great example of a mother wound and the mm-hmm. the process of Black China. I know she has a new name right now, but it's escaping.
Angela
White. White. Mm-hmm. That is, we're seeing in real time her heal this mother wound. And the unfortunate reality is that it's not going to really go away, because her mother is struggling,
mm-hmm.
struggling real bad. But setting the boundaries is another way that we can see that has helped her.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and I would say, so for most people, y'all, because I wrote my book, a lot of people know that my mom was an addict. She's in recovery now for many years and great,
mm-hmm.
but she was an addict. And y'all, I wrote a book on addiction hurts everyone for family members of addicts. And one of the things right when I got my book published, I did talk to my mom and I was like, hey, you know, whenever people talk to me about it, they're going to probably ask me about my experience with, you know, you being an addict and everything. And, you know, I want you to understand that anything that I say, this is my experience. I'm not going to, if they ever ask me something about your experience, I can't comment on that because that's not my experience. I can only go by my experience. But if I ever say something that you either didn't know was wrong or that, you know, you are, you know, it hurt your feelings, talk to me about it because I can only talk about my, and I, so I do try to talk to my mom anytime I think about something, you know, or whatever. I do try to talk to her about, you know, my experience, and then she'll talk to me. My mom is not somebody who be like, well, I didn't do that, I don't remember. She listens and she talks to me. Mm-hmm. She's apologized to me. I'm assuming my brothers too, but she has apologized to me for not being there when, you know, at times and stuff like that. So,
because she had the capacity to do the work.
She had the capacity,
which is so essential.
Yes.
If you're talking about healing on that, healing the relationship part of the mother wound,
right?
It's not necessary to actually just heal your own, but if you're trying to heal that relationship between the two of you, it is essential.
Yeah. So
I think that's great.
So it can go well. It just depends on the parent. Mm-hmm. You know,
yep.
And agreed. I think the final piece of healing that mother wound is forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And it's twofold. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds weird, but it's twofold. It's forgiveness of your mother, of course, and the role that she played in creating. Mm-hmm. But it's also a forgiveness of self. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times we feel like we should do more, or we didn't do this, or we didn't do that, or even we could have had some bad behaviors. You know, we could have been perpetuating that cycle, even if we don't have children yet. Yeah. So,
agreed.
I definitely agree with that.
Man, that's awesome. Well, you guys know we always end off with a quote.
Today's quote comes from Peg Streep, and it reads, "I know the answer now, and that knowledge absolutely coexists with a terrible longing for the mother love I never had and never will have."
Must be this volume control.
So, okay, interns, process your notes. Be sure to catch us next session and find us on all major platforms at The Recycled Podcast.
If you're a new intern, be sure to like, comment, subscribe, and share.
Thanks for listening. And remember, we are shifting and reshaping our psyche through healing conversations and connections, one discussion at a time.